What about the podcast?
Ads and ads.
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 What about the podcast?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to What about the podcast? Oh my goodness.
Where are we, Dad?
In the closet.
We're in a closet.
We're in a very...
A broom closet.
A broom closet.
This closet, they tell me...
is an anechoic chamber.
It's an anechoic chamber.
Hmm.
Not anechoic chamber.
Anechoic.
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 Annie, are you okoic?
Chamber.
Such a bad joke to start off. Wilt. Did we already say that this is the finale?
Chamber.
Did Lane. We already say that this is the finale?
Yes.
You bumped the mic stand again. Yelling at you not to do that.
I'm trying to sit very, very still.
So
I'm not going to move for this entire episode if I can help it. Picture this. You're in a room. It's a small room. It's covered with padded walls. You're not allowed to move. All you can do is talk into a microphone. And let the world know this isn't okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What a start.
Yes. This is a start to the end, as you were saying.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm just...
Oh, no. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so, yeah, so... For those that don't know, this is the...
I can't read what you... I was trying to... The finale.
It's the finale.
It's the finale. What is the finale?
What about the finale?
What about the podcast, the finale?
What about the finale?
The time has come. The time is now. What about the podcast with Ad and Dad must end somehow? Will it end with
on a boat?
No, it will. It will end in a fiery dumpster burning year that is 2020 pandemic style.
That's really sad.
It is sad.
Pandemic style.
This is the pandemic style, and we've decided that we can no longer just talk about nonsense and talk about talking or talk about
reviews.
We can't review. We can't even review reviews anymore because the world has taken a turn. It's become a more serious place. A place where mass dramas are played out on a regular minute-by-minute basis, all from the isolation of our own psyches. Thus, this podcast must go on.
It must end.
It must end. All good things must come to an end. And this is a really good thing. So it's got to come to an end faster.
That's right. But what are we announcing? Are we announcing something?
That's news to me if we're announcing something.
Bookmobile.
Bookmobile? What are we?
We're announcing just in that Ad and Dad Corporations, Ad and Dad Moving Company,
yes,
have secured the purchase of a bookmobile.
I think there may be a kernel of truth to some of what you're partially saying. But tell me more.
We own a bookmobile.
That's not true.
And it's really sad because our podcast is ending. So now we have to find a place to give away the bookmobile to.
Yes. So what are you suggesting?
There's a new...
What about the bookmobile?
There's a new macaroni company.
Mm-hmm.
Called Mac.
Yep.
I don't... Mac. I was against it, but Dad said we have to give it to the Mac.
Yep. So...
So it's theirs now. What?
Don't get
Why
sad.
Why do
don't...
you always laugh at me? Was that your stomach? Or did someone make a noise?
I didn't make a noise.
All I heard was... Like a stomach noise.
That wasn't me. I don't know.
Maybe it was me.
Wow. Oh, I hit the mic. I can't... I'm trying not to move.
Maybe that's what it was. You probably just hit the mic stand. Probably just hit the mic stand.
If anyone was seeing me right now, they would see someone who is doing their very best not to make the chair that I'm sitting on make any sounds, nor move so I accidentally hit the mic stand in this, you know, 2 square feet of room that you've given me.
In this broom closet.
What is
you were
that?
Trying not to hit the microphone.
In this broom closet.
In what? This broom closet.
What voice
Sean Connery. We are doing this podcast in a broom closet.
No, I don't think so.
No? Mm-mm. What about Michael Caine in a broom closet?
No,
can
no,
you
no.
do Michael Caine?
Why do you laugh when you say that?
I'm wondering.
I cannot.
We should learn.
Mm-mm. Who can you do an impression of that you feel really confident about?
Oh, there's one. Oh, I can't think of it that I feel pretty good about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'll have to
Old
think
Greg?
About... No. You'll have to come back to me.
Oh, okay.
Man. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm blanking.
Mm-hmm. I can't do any good impressions. Mm.
Oh, Christopher Walken. I've probably done it on the podcast before.
Well, let's see. It's the finale.
I've probably done the impression on the podcast before. I'm sitting in a broom closet next to Dad. We're Ad and Dad.
It's not bad. That's pretty good. That's buyable. I would buy that one.
It's good enough to where if I did it, you'd be like, oh, Christopher Walken. Some of the impressions that I do where if I did it, you wouldn't know.
You'd be like, you're walking, talking.
You said it so suave, but it was so bad.
Yeah.
You're walking, talking. Nothing. Okay. Nothing.
I am going to attempt to drink some of my beverage, but it requires me to move, and it's hard to move in here.
I'll turn your gain up.
I hear the chair.
Just grab it.
I got it. I'm going to take a sip of if I can turn a little bit.
Oh! Turning up the gain has never been so weird sounding. That was crazy.
Well, there wasn't much to lose.
You can say that again.
It was all to gain. I'm gonna set that down. Wait,
Oopsie.
It's not. Oh, okay, I got it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I'm making sound again. I am making sound again. I am making sound.
Guess what impression this is?
Gargamel?
It's Bane.
Oh.
And then what about this one? I don't think I can do it. What's a Batman line? What's a line?
God, I don't even. I'm the.
You'll never get away with this. You're never going to write with this.
Sounded a little too cartoony.
Stop right now.
No.
What's the female?
Catwoman?
The female what? No, like what? The love interest. So I was not specific.
Of Batman? Man, if I don't even know. I don't pay attention.
Could be Catwoman. I don't know.
Probably not. That would be too. Well, maybe it may. I don't know.
Catwoman, I always love you.
God.
Give me a lozenge. I really need a lozenge. I really need a lozenge.
Whatever that impression is, it's a lot better, I think. I really need a lozenge.
I could really use a lozenge.
I really need a lozenge.
What else?
We've done the impression section of the podcast. I don't know what else.
Well, reviews. There's always reviews. There's check in with the analysts. There's who left us long ago. I know. It's a sad story. There's Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. And there's the leaderboard. We haven't revisited the leaderboard in quite some time. I'm not even sure who's at the top of it anymore.
I think it's still got to be Hubble.
Really? So he's...
Who is the first person to ever...
First and last. Gonna,
any of our many devoted, any of our many devoted listeners can fact check us.
Yep, but
I'll go with
he's the winner.
For that he gets a
room in our house.
Dinner? What?
Oh, he gets a room.
Oh yeah,
he
gets to live with us. That's true.
He can move in.
And some days
the next week.
Some days we'll probably have a chicken dinner.
Yep, and we'll feed him chicken dinner, and he can move in immediately. That's why we're in the closet, because we've made room for him to move in.
That's not true.
There's a partial. It's more true than owning a bookmobile.
It's not less true. Wait. Wait. It's, I don't know. Double negatives are no good. Double negatives ain't no good.
Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. What do you think of this room we're in?
Very ergonomic.
How's the sound?
It sounds good.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
What are you going to record in this room when the podcast is over?
I'm going to record maybe another podcast, maybe some music.
Mm-hmm. Musica.
Say that again.
Music A.
Which stands for music
art.
Antebellum.
No.
We should talk about this.
Should we?
The Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, what exactly is antebellum? I just know it's a southern thing, but I don't know what it is.
I think it's a southern term for like pre-war, I think is what the roots of the word antebellum mean. It's like before war, and it's...
So it's before the Civil War.
Right, which obviously means it has all these connotations about
enslaved slavery, folks, right? And yeah.
And so I'm going to
So Lady Antebellum. What is their...
Lady Antebellum.
What is their music like? I don't know that.
I think it's...
Is it country-ish?
It's like country or folk or folky pop. I really have no idea. But
I'm glad we're talking about it.
But they made, I think, clearly the right decision to change their name to Lady A.
Yeah.
Shorten it, which Lady A is a cool name. And then, and I saw this on Twitter, so I don't really know if it's true, but I think it must be true. Excuse me. You're looking at memes right now? Let me just finish
the thing again.
So then it came out that Radiohead,
yes,
their album Kid A, stood for Kid Antebellum, which is, I don't really know what to make of that, but it's just funny because this information was divulged like really recently.
Yeah, I don't understand this at all.
I don't get it either. Have you listened to, you must have listened to Kid A.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it, which I'm, I think, embarrassed to say, because it's regarded as a classic album.
Yeah, it's pretty classic, I think.
Radiohead.
But is this really a thing?
You know, the more I'm looking at you scrolling on Google right now, the more I think it might not be real, which makes this whole last minute and a half, or however long it's been, kind of.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not seeing.
Pointless.
I'm just seeing information about them.
Kid Amnesiac. That's much cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know.
To me, it doesn't make sense that it. What you said makes no sense in what I know of Radiohead, and I've met them.
No, you haven't.
I've met people who have met them.
There you go. It's like a degrees
who,
of...
Who got them their signatures for me.
If you think about it, did I shake Obama's hand? We saw him in...
You did not shake his
hand. Des Moines.
Hand.
I thought I got close enough. I thought I shook his hand. Maybe I didn't. But I've definitely...
Been in the same room.
Probably. I've definitely been in the same room, and I think I've probably shaken the hand that's shaken the hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean... In Iowa, a lot of people have shaken a lot of politicians' hands.
Yeah, maybe politicians, that's the easy one, especially like the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting hot in here. let me crack the door. Some cool air.
We really
lost. It won't really change the audio that much. Maybe.
It sounds
unless
completely
there are,
different to me now.
Unless there are cars really driving by.
Listening? I'm listening.
No, it sounds fine.
I'm listening.
So, what's another demographic of, like, actors? Have you met actors?
I have met Luke Wilson, who's, you know...
The lesser known?
The
slightly
lesser
known.
To me, when I met him, though, one of my favorite movies at the time was Bottle Rocket, so... It was a big deal to me.
Did he star in that, or did he just like make it?
Yeah, he's pretty much the star of it. Well, him and his brother. That was their first movie, Owen and
Luke Wilson.
That was
Owen Wilson. So is there a third Wilson?
Mm-hmm. Andrew Wilson. He's also in that.
Oh.
He's Future Man.
Luke Wilson. You met which one?
Luke.
You met Luke Wilson. I think
at a Bob Dylan concert.
And he was like, all right.
No, how it happened was my sister grabbed him by the arm and said, Steph. She didn't grab him. I went up to him and I said, do you know who Luke Wilson is? Because you look just like him. And he looked at me and he said, nice to meet you. And he shook my hand. And then my sister from behind me grabbed him by the arm and screamed, I love you.
Well, okay, but let me ask you this.
Yep.
Did he ever say, did he explicitly say, I am Luke Wilson? Because from what you said, you could have just left it out, but from what you said, he didn't confirm, he just introduced himself, right?
Yeah, but it was him.
It was him.
Okay. It was him, and
could feel the aura.
I could feel the aura, and I said I love Bottle Rocket, and he said, "Great." He's like, you know, he acknowledged that, and
oh my
then,
God. I just realized I said all right when I was trying to do a bad Luke Wilson by doing an Owen Wilson, but I accidentally did a Matthew McConaughey. Anyway, go on.
Wow. Anyway, he was in the paper a day later because he went to the Bob Dylan show in Denver and was interviewed, and he said an actor from LA, Luke Wilson, has been attending Bob Dylan concerts, and he was like, spent a week going to Bob Dylan concerts over in the West.
That's cool. Yep. Luke Wilson's cool, I think. Although I haven't met him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's cool?
I think he's, I don't know, like I'm a fan. I think in Royal Tenenbaums, I liked his character. I liked Bottle Rocket. I don't think he's done like super interesting stuff. I think Wes Anderson has done more interesting work as a director.
Wow, throwing shade. Well, as someone who met Wes Anderson at a Neil Young concert, yeah. I can say.
What?
That.
He wouldn't be at a Neil Young concert, I don't think.
What concert?
Well, maybe he would be. I don't know.
What concert would Wes Anderson? This is a good game to play for the finale. What concert would various celebrities be seen
at? He would be at a Rolling Stones concert, but it would be in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It would be an early era Rolling Stones concert, because mm-hmm. That's what he uses a lot in his. Mm-hmm. He would be at. He wouldn't really go to a concert. I get the feeling he doesn't go to a lot of concerts, but would be the someone who would enjoy a live musician in a low attended, like. Restaurant in France.
I see. Right? I see.
Like listening to some original music in a small crowd at a bar or something like that.
That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. He would like the music of the character in The Patriot who sings about all his hits. Not music hits, but Assassin. You know, his hits.
Yeah.
How he...
Those hits.
Did you watch that show?
No, I watched part of the pilot, but I don't think I had ever had the right subscription to watch it.
Yeah, it's Amazon. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, man, there was something I wanted to watch that was on Amazon.
Should Amazon be banned?
# Banmazon.
Hmm.
I saw Jeff Bezos made like $10 billion in one day or something recently.
Jesus.
It's so crazy. Imagine, think about how much money, like, the community of Iowa City will make in a year. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, how many people? 100,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
Median or average income? I know those are different. I don't know. I'm mm-hmm. totally guesstimating here. Like, 30,000.
Yeah, it's probably higher.
Higher, 40,000.
I've heard it's pretty high actually.
Oh, yeah?
Here, but
okay. Well, somewhere between
70.
Somewhere between 100,000.
But that might be household. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, like a bit, like multiple billions of dollars, but like low billions of dollars in a year for a huge group of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Completely dwarfed by
mm-hmm. it's gross.
By stock ownings and other assets of one person. That is crazy.
Yeah, it's gross.
Makes me gaggle. And I saw gag a little bit, but I stopped myself. It doesn't make me gaggle. Gaggling isn't a thing. I don't know what that is. But I saw a YouTube video recently
mm-hmm.
of like David Blaine. He does these like little 3-minute YouTube videos where it's just like card tricks in front of celebrities, and he did one with Jeff Bezos, and I was like, man, it's so sad to see Jeff Bezos like laughing at a card trick.
It's like, just sad to see him.
It seems like every normal interaction that Jeff Bezos goes through is through the lens of someone who just knows or thinks he knows that he's better than you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't make that much money and not just, like, have that vibe built in.
Yeah. Well, you can have that vibe built in and make far less money.
That's true. As evidenced by the guy sitting next to me. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Well, if you
This is throw dad under the bus for the last episode. Came in here loaded, ready to go. You're just going to rip me apart.
Okay, if you think that I am being unfairly mean to you, then I or you can just say what you said to me last night. In German, no less.
I'm not going to say that.
We can't say it because we'll get demonetized.
Yeah.
Demonetized. Or rather, we won't get monetized at all. We don't we don't have...
There's no monetize. We'll just get de-something.
We'll get...
De-pantsed. By Anchor.
What is de-pantsed?
De-pantsed?
Well, because pantsed, pantsing someone is the... term used.
No. De-pantsing.
No.
What? Is this a new thing?
No, it must be a new thing.
It was always called de-pantsed in my day. When you de-pantsed.
You must be joking.
No.
You would get de-pantsed?
Yeah.
I guess it, I mean, it makes literal sense.
They
but...
aren't putting pants on you. I'm naked. Someone pants me up.
That would be the funniest prank.
Your generation just calls it pantsing?
Yeah.
You got pants?
Yeah.
Really? Not de-pantsed? I mean, it's a mean thing to do, regardless, but whether you call it de-pantsed
imagine,
or pants.
Imagine a pantsing that's putting pants on someone.
Pantsing.
Pantsing's
I got pants a
good the
name.
Other day,
pantsing
now I have two
would
pairs
be a
of
good
pants.
Band name, pantsing?
It's so hard to... Pantsing. It's one of those things that if you say it a bunch of times, you're like, how do you spell it? Mm-hmm. Pantsing, pantsing. Where's the T? Where's the T?
There's no T, I think.
Is there no T?
No, well, in pants there is, but in pantsing, maybe there's not.
What about, well, it's really unimportant.
P-A-N-C-I-N-G.
S-P-A-N-T-S-I-N-G.
I didn't, pant. I couldn't follow that.
I think pantsing is just.
You did it.
I hit the mic, I'm sorry.
You did it.
I think pantsing is just the word pant. And the word sing, I'm pretty sure, and again, our many followers and listeners should fact check us.
Pant. What if it's like pant, like a dog pants?
How do you spell that? Isn't that spelled the same?
I think so, yeah. Panting.
Well then, oh, panting.
Panting?
That's just when one pant leg is taken off.
Not plural.
I got de-panted.
I got de-pant. Got to de-pant the begonias.
I got de-panted. That one was so bad.
Yeah.
That was did not sound like walking at all. It didn't sound
about,
like any human.
What about, who's the Texas Ranger dude?
Texas Ranger?
Yeah, the actor, everyone, you know, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Ah, God, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me Google it. Well, you're the one who can't think of his name.
Yeah, it's Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Norris. I don't know what he sounds like.
Well, do a Chuck Norris, even though you don't know what he sounds like.
I think it sounds like nearly Batman, but not quite.
Oh, that's good.
I'm Chuck Norris. I'm going to punch you in the face. I don't know, something like that.
Without the little voice crack there.
Did my voice crack?
No, but it was like on the verge. I'm Chuck Norris. I'm going to punch you in the face.
And then he just pivots and walks in the other direction with his head down.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
And then he's like, you got away this time. You won the battle.
You should do a Christopher Walken going through puberty. Can you do that?
What, like his voice goes down?
Yeah, or there's like a crack in it. It seems hard to do, but like
a Christopher. Like when he's like 13, like, and he's like in the lunch line, and he's like, I want you to give me extra peas.
Yeah.
That one was verging on Forrest Gump almost. Peas. I want you to give me extra peas.
You gotta hit like a little high note and make it crack a little bit. Like, can you?
Am I doing Gump now?
No. Walking.
But
do go like kind of normal for like 2/3, okay. And then you hit a crack, okay. And it just falls apart.
I'm telling you right now that if you want to keep your lunch money.
That got a little circus like.
It's hard to.
Yeah, no.
It's hard to do an impression and a crack.
That's why I'm asking you, because it seems very difficult. I'm not even attempting it.
You listen to me. If you want to get your homework back. So bad.
It's pretty good. What other impressions can you do?
Oh, man. Okay, we've done walking. We've done.
Talking, walking.
I don't know. I guess I could. Well, we're almost out of time. Who should we do to end?
End
the impression and to end all impressions and to end the podcast.
What about Tom York? Can you do a Tom York impression?
I don't know. I know he's British.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a Bernie.
Yeah, do a Bernie. Right.
I do a Bernie.
Bernie going through puberty.
100 years ago, mm-hmm. Bernie going through puberty. He's like, I think that the top 1% of all the lunch ladies should not own the bottom 2/3 of all the peas. We need to redistribute the food in the lunch line. And that's why if I become president, that's exactly what we're going to do.
He's got such a low voice. It's hard to.
I know, and I EQ'd my microphone to be. Maybe I can do it in post-production, but.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay, you do you have a final impression?
God, no, I don't. God, no.
All right, well, listeners, devoted listeners over the past, man, it's been
years.
It's been either over 2 years, over 3 years. I think over 3 years.
It's been spotty, but.
We used to do it like every week for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, and then we made our album, and then we realized we'd rather play music than just talk.
Yeah, so yeah. This might not be the last thing we'll ever post on this channel, on this thing, but it will probably be the last podcast episode. If we make an album at some point.
What about the podcast going away?
Yeah. So
for good.
So don't unsubscribe.
Next week we're back. Season 4.
I mean, we did that.
Here comes season 4, people.
Did we do season 4?
No, no. But that's what I'm saying. We're like, this is. I think this is the end of season 3, if I'm correct.
No, but listeners, this is the end of it.
But don't it's really just the beginning.
But don't unsubscribe. If we do an album or anything, or if I'm gonna here to promote for our many devoted listeners. Another project or podcast, then we'll do that.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Anything else?
No, sing us out.
What about the podcast?
Oh, oh.
We're singing about the podcast.
Oh, oh.
What about the podcast?
Ooh,
with Ad and Dad.
And the podcast.